Rebel Yell Podcast, Trib Live High School Sports Network. We're on the road to Hershey. One round done. Second round coming up Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the quarterfinals next Friday and Saturday. It's a five-round tournament, unlike the WPIL, which is a four-round tournament. And one of the stars of the opening weekend, as far as the WPIL is concerned, he is our WPIL Boys Basketball Player of the Week. And we salute Derek Arrett of Fort Cherry.
What's
outstanding,
up, guys?
Outstanding senior. Derek, congratulations. Thanks for joining us, pal.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's, before we talk about your performance in round one and the victory over the come from behind victory, impressively over Carnes City, the District 9 champs. Let's go back to the WPIAL playoffs. You guys had an outstanding season, winning your section in impressive fashion. Even before we get to the WPIAL playoffs, winning your section again, how do you think the regular season went for the Rangers? Pretty much what you expected?
It was a little slow at the beginning with all the football guys and the state championship and all that, but after that, we came together, and it was a good season.
You do not play football, but as you mentioned, several members of the Rangers basketball team did play for that the WPIL championship, PIAA runner-up Fort Cherry squad. You know, we talk to athletes and coaches a lot, and we talk about the winning atmosphere and how winning in one sport can carry over, even if all the play, you know, it's not all the same athletes, it still can carry over that good vibe. Did you feel that as the season progressed, especially when the players from your football team joined you guys, that there is that special it, that special attitude that carried over from the football success?
I'd say absolutely. Like, ever since sophomore year, we had a 21 season and we made it to the Pete. Ever since then, we've just been going up, and we're like supposed to win now, as coach says.
It's a different feeling, right? I mean, it's one thing to be the hunter. It's another thing to be the hunted. And that's where you and your fellow teammates have brought this program to where you guys, as you mentioned, and coach mentions that you guys are expected to win. It's a, kind of a different feeling from when you first started at Fort Cherry.
Absolutely. Huh?
Do you like that bullseye on your back?
I love it. People are always after us, but it makes us play harder.
Yep. Makes you focused, right? Coaches are always talking about take it game by game, one game at a time. And you know, as a 17 or 18 year old, you don't always necessarily listen, but it sounds like you guys were focused, and especially, I mean, what was the difference? How many players came over from the football team?
Probably about half the team, like 15 players about. We started the season with like 13 guys in total and then picked up 15 more when the football season ended.
Wow. Holy
big team. My.
Yeah, and so then you guys started playing much better, especially after the holidays in January. You guys were strong, finished the season strong. I think only one loss. I'm looking here, two losses after the calendar changed from 2023 to 2024. You lost to Washington early, and then you lost a section game to Chartiers Houston. You guys had to be feeling pretty good. You got the number four seed. Were you guys happy with where you were when the brackets came out?
Coach told us to not care where we were, just win the games.
Okay, that's what coach said. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you players feel?
I thought we were perfectly ranked there.
Okay.
We proved ourselves, got the three seed in the WPIAL for the state playoffs. So.
Indeed. Success in the WPIL postseason. You guys beat Winchester Thurston in the first round. Knocked off a pretty good Bishop Canavan team in the quarterfinals. You get to the semifinals. Here's the defending champs, Big Bad Aliquippa.
Yep.
55-36, you guys lost in that final four game. How disappointing was that for you and your teammates?
It was pretty disappointing. We wanted to make it back to the Pete again, but They were a tough team, very good defense. So,
yeah, they get at it. There's no question. I've seen them a couple times now, and they play ferocious defense.
Yeah.
Best defense you've seen all year?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Who would be second? And it sounds like a distant second.
Second, that'd be tough. I'd probably say West Day. They had pretty good man defense, a lot of help.
You guys, the thing about losing, to me, I've said this for a long time, long before you were around, Derek, that the toughest loss in the tournament is the semifinals because, as you mentioned, you guys had tasted that trip to the Pete. You wanted to go back. Wasn't meant to be. And then now they have the consolation rounds where you're playing for your seed in the state tournament. And it's easy, and I've seen it, it's easy for teams to be in a funk. You know, their goal is to win a WPL championship. That doesn't happen. And so it's tough to motivate yourself for that consolation game. You guys did a good job. You went on the road, taking on Northgate, a team that was runner-up a year ago to Aliquippa in the WPIL playoffs, and you beat them at your place. Was it tough to get back up for that consolation game?
I mean, third place is still a pretty big deal. So, like, we wanted to win it. We were hungry for it. So, okay. I said it was pretty.
You guys beat Northgate, get the number three team. Does that win also help in that week of practice, getting ready for the state playoffs? Because I've talked to coaches that were part of the championship, some that lost, some that won, and they said the focus wasn't always there. How are the Ranger practices that week between the consolation victory over Northgate and your actual first game in the States?
Well, we had two scrimmages planned, so we were still like going at teams and like competing. So I really liked what Coach did there.
Would you rather scrimmage or practice?
Scrimmage, definitely.
Do you enjoy practice at all?
I like practice, but okay. It's just funner to go at other teams, not just your teammates.
Now you're a big time soccer player as well.
Yeah.
So that's got to help with the stamina, right? What position in soccer?
I'm a center back. I play defense.
Okay. But you're still.
Yeah, moving all the time.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. Mm-hmm. So the stamina aspect in basketball, not an issue for you at all, probably.
No.
Yeah. You yawn when you see guys coming out for plays, right?
Yeah.
So you open up play on the road at District 9 champion Karn City. Not the best of starts. You're down by 6 after one quarter, by 8 at the half. What wasn't working in the first half?
We just weren't hitting our shots, weren't making layups. Just we weren't in a rhythm.
What was said at halftime by Coach Briggs that might have found your rhythm, so to speak?
He just told us to like keep doing what we're doing. We're going to get it. We're going to get the shots to fall. And just basically to just keep going with the game plan.
Were you happy with the way you guys were defending the basketball in the first half?
We were gambling a little bit too much. They said, like, stay more composed. Be up in it, but don't gamble. Play aggressive, but just, like, be careful on how you're playing it.
Haven't had a chance to see you guys this year. Do you guys rely on defense to transition into offense?
Definitely. We play defense and we run the floor. Transition is a big part of the game.
Yeah, so taking those gambles, when they pay off, you guys look like champs, but sometimes sometimes it doesn't pay off.
50-50 shot.
Yeah, that's right. Flip that coin and it wasn't coming up heads. In the first half. So did you guys change anything schematically in the second half?
No, not really. Just played harder. Got the intensity up.
You end up with 26 points. That's a pretty impressive number. Talk about what was working for you. And I assume a lot of those points came in the second half.
I mean, I was actually hitting threes for once, so that really helped out. Driving to the hoop, my teams were spreading the floor, so the lane was pretty open when they were hitting. So that's what worked out.
You're a point guard. Coach told me that he feels you're one of the best point guards in the district. As a point guard, do you feel your main job is to distribute the basketball or to almost be like a quarterback, read what the defense is doing, and if that means you keep the basketball, then so be it.
Yeah, I'd say it's a mixture of both. Like, you got to find your teammates so the defense can spread out and focus on different people than just you.
So at what point do you decide to start chucking it? I mean, you said your three-pointers were working. Because, again, there's that fine line as a point guard that you want to keep your teammates involved. But all of a sudden, if you develop a hot hand,
yeah,
you know, shooters got to shoot, right?
Absolutely. Whatever the defense was giving me, I was just taking it.
Well, it worked. 26 points. You guys come back and win at Carn City 61-52. I'm sure pretty big crowd there at Carn City for the game.
They had a lot of people, but their gym was pretty small. I was surprised.
Okay, small. A lot of people. That means it's going to be a lot of noise. Do you relish that? Do you relish being the bad guy when you guys hit the road?
Yeah, I like the noise. It gives you something to fight for, some motivation.
Because there's nothing better than hitting the shot and quieting the crowd, yeah. Right?
Yep.
So you guys now move on Wednesday. The PIAA coming out with their sites and times. Wednesday, you guys will play Sarah Catholic. You haven't played the Eagles yet this year. That's a 7:30 start at Peters Township High School. What do you know, if anything, about Sarah Catholic?
I haven't heard too much about them yet, but I'm sure Coach will have the scouting report by tonight. So yeah, we'll be ready.
Do you, at this time of year, do you enjoy playing teams that you around here that you maybe know a little more about, rather than like Carn City, for example, a team from another district that you might not know much? I know the coaches will do their due diligence, but I mean, what's your preference?
I like playing closer teams, so don't have to drive as far. And then more fans come out too when it's closer, so that's even nicer.
That's true. Very economical answer there. So have you guys played at Peters Township? Do you play any of your playoff games there?
We played Bishop there, so.
Okay.
We like it.
It's an interesting gym, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Is that one, because there is no background except stands, does that take an adjustment?
It's like a different feeling shooting it. Like the depth like behind you, it just like throws it off a little bit. We got to get used to it again.
Similar to when you guys were down at the Pete, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes the newcomers, that is an adjustment they have to make. 7:30 Wednesday. Do you like to watch film to get ready, or do you rely on Coach for all that?
A little bit of both. Coach says it, we watch it, and we like talk to each other, see what we see, and then go at it.
You earlier this year wrote down that you broke the all-time steals record at Fort Cherry. Is that correct?
Steals and assists.
That's got to be, I mean, that's one of those things. Coaches love that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, obviously points are great.
Yeah.
Points are like the star quarterback, right? Everybody knows how many points you have, and they acknowledge it, and they, you know, make a big deal of it. Nobody makes a big deal of the steals leader or the assists leader. As a point guard, that's got to be huge for you. Doing all that kind of quote-unquote dirty work.
Yeah, it's a big accomplishment. It's kind of like the offensive line in football. They don't get the credit, but they do a lot of the work.
Yep, that's a great comparison. You're right. How do you work on those kind of things? I mean, you can sit there and work on free throws. You can work on your jump shot, but working on passes, okay, you know, as long as you have a couple buddies there, steals, same thing. But when you're by yourself, is there something special you do to work on those kind of things?
No, not really. I just play and trust my teammates.
All right. And you got, obviously got some speed, right?
Yeah.
Got some jumps. We were talking before, you're a very good soccer player. You play travel soccer. And as a senior, you're winding down your scholastic career, still not sure which way you think you're going to lean as far as college athletics is concerned, as far as soccer or basketball, correct?
Yes.
Is that causing you a little anxiousness, or are you taking it all in stride?
I mean, like, yeah, I'm a little worried about what I'm going to do next year, but just excited, honestly.
One thing you don't have to worry about are the grades, right? You're an honor roll student at Fort Cherry?
Yep.
Yeah, kudos to you. That's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so let's. I'm looking for my prop here. Got some questions that, you know, get to know you just a little better. I'm going to start by asking you, can you identify this guy right here? Ready?
Yep. I have no idea who that is.
Come on.
That guy?
Woody? Toy Story?
Oh, yeah. It's like shaped weirdly.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's a Weeble. It's a little Weeble thing. Howdy, howdy, howdy. All right. So, okay, you failed on the Toy Story quiz. What's your favorite class?
Honestly, probably like gym or study hall. Not too big in the classes.
So you're an honor roll student, but, you know, it's...
I do it because I have to, not because I like it.
You're doing a wonderful job in gym.
Yeah.
Do you know what direction you want to go in as far as like a major or what you want to focus or what you eventually want to do for a living?
I'm between a couple, like physical therapy, maybe that would be fun to get into, like sports medicine, computer science. I don't have like one down yet, but I got a few options.
Those are all good things. All good things. And when you, you know, get your license or whatever, you can come work on the old man. He's got a lot of issues.
Yeah, I got you.
So pizza, right? You're a pizza guy?
I'm an everything guy. I like it all.
So if you're having, you know, say it's your birthday or a special occasion and you get, you know, whatever you want for dinner, either, you know, being made for you or, you know, you're going out somewhere, where are you going? What meal are you looking for?
Definitely a nice steak and some noodles. That's my go-to.
Steak and noodles. That's interesting. Yeah. So noodles instead of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you have a little, is it just plain noodles or do you like put a little gravy on or?
It's like buttered noodles. My mom makes them. They're really good.
Yes. Buttered noodles. I like that. That's a good combination. Yeah. How do you like your steak?
Medium well.
Medium well. Good job, my man. You're the first one. Everyone else throws medium rare at me, and I guess that's the most popular way of cooking a steak. Yeah.
No, not the best way, though.
Get rid of that red. Get rid of that red. All right, so snacks. What's your favorite snack?
Ooh, rice cakes. Chocolate rice cakes. I love them.
Wow, I don't think I've ever had chocolate rice cakes.
Have you ever had a rice cake?
No, but my youngest son, when he was young, had all kind of allergies, and that's all he could eat was rice cakes, and I don't think I ever saw chocolate rice cakes.
You never seen a chocolate rice cake?
No.
You're gonna have to try those then.
All right. I mean, is it? You can really taste the chocolate.
Yeah.
All right. And they probably are good for you too.
I think so.
That's probably why I haven't had any yet. Okay. What about pudding or Jell-O?
Pudding, definitely.
Favorite flavor pudding?
Probably cookies and cream.
They have a cookies and cream pudding?
Yeah, it's really good.
My goodness, am I out of it? I better go to the grocery store or something. I have never heard that. Cookies, well, it makes sense. I mean, that's the ice cream. I guess that's your favorite ice cream flavor as well?
And chocolate chip cookie dough for that.
You're very specific. I like that.
Yep.
Now, do you prefer it in a bowl or a cone?
I'd say bowl. You get more in the bowl.
Plus, you can, if you want, if you choose, you could throw a bunch of crap on it too, right?
Yeah. without it all falling over you on the cone.
Yeah, good call. It's not dripping and making a mess. Do you like Jimmy's?
Like the brown sprinkles?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't really
any sort. Taste. They could be colorful sprinkles. They don't have to be brown.
I like them for the look of it.
It's just it more the appealing. Aesthetics, right? Yeah. Really, if you eat them, I mean, they really don't have much of a
taste. No, they don't taste like anything.
Favorite cereal?
Ooh. I'd say Frosted Flakes or Lucky Charms.
Oh, good. Two good ones. I'll tell you what. I like the cut of your jib here, Mr. Derek. You're... we're thinking a lot, except for the chocolate rice cake. We're on par here.
I'll put you onto this. You have to try them.
Okay. All right. I will definitely, I will tell my wife next time she goes shopping to get, no, I'm not going to, they come in like big packages.
Yeah. Like probably like this long. With like
yeah. I'm going to see if there's any like two or three just in case, or I'll just drop them off at your house. Next
yeah. Time you can always home. Do that.
All right. Dream vacation.
Ooh. Hawaii, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. Never been there. Probably never will be there. the whole flying thing I'm not a huge fan of, but that
you're
would
scared
be
scared of flying?
I only did it once. I flew once in my life.
Where'd you go?
San Diego.
It's a far one for your first time.
I mean, I was thrown to the wolves on that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you get there, I was worried going, obviously, first time. But on the flight back, I was fine. But
did you get lost in the airport?
No, I didn't get lost in the airport. What, did you get lost in the airport?
No, I just wondered if it was your first time. You're confused.
No, I was an adult. I was okay. All right, what about you? You have flying issues?
No, I don't. I'm good with it.
How often do you do it, though?
Not very much.
Yeah, I mean, no, you don't have your private plane yet.
No, not yet. Next year.
You're gonna have to wait for it. That's right.
Yeah.
Famous person that you'd like to have dinner with. Famous person.
I'd say Kevin Hart. Just to laugh and have a good time with him.
Yeah. He is funny. That's a good call. And finally, top three movies or television shows?
Ooh, have you ever seen Uncle Drew? The Kyrie Irving movie? It's like my favorite one.
No, I have not. I have not.
You've never seen Uncle Drew?
No.
You have to watch that too.
Is it like on Netflix right now?
Yeah.
Is it? I will. And then I will give you my 2 cents on it. It's called Uncle Drew.
Have you seen Impractical Jokers, like their show?
Yes.
I like that one too.
Yes. That's funny.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Joker?
You know what? I always liked now I'm blanking. on the big guy had the beard.
Sal.
Not Sal, no. I think when he shaved, not Sal. Who name the other one? G or
Joe?
No, not Joe. Joe's funny.
Q.
Who?
There's Mer. Q.
Q. Quinn. I think his name's Quinn, right? Yeah, Q. I don't know why I like him the best. Joe, I think, is the funniest.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Now that we've bored everybody to tears who has no idea what Impractical Jokers is, we will wrap it up. Young man, impressive season, continued success to you, whether you choose basketball or soccer. Whoa, basketball or soccer for next year. I'm sure you're going to thrive no matter which direction you go. Continued success here over the next few weeks. Hopefully the Rangers can go a long way and maybe get another crack at the quips somewhere along the line. Enjoyed meeting with you, and I will let you know about the rice cakes and the Uncle, what is it?
Uncle Drew.
Uncle Drew. I will let you know about those things.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right, Derek. Congrats, my man.
Thank you. It's good seeing you.
You too. Derek Arrett, the senior point guard for the Fort Cherry Rangers. They've had a spectacular season, reaching the Final Four. Big game for him yesterday. I think they played late afternoon, early evening. A victory, come from behind victory over Karn City. Up next, they stay nice and local. Peters Township High School, where they will be playing Sarah Catholic. All right, let's run down the 3A, 2A, Class A. Second round matchups are all set for Tuesday and Wednesday. In 3A, three teams advancing from the WPIAL. WPL champion Deer Lakes, they will be playing Forest Hills at Armstrong High School. The other two square off, Elwood City and Mohawk. They will face each other at Newcastle High School. Those games are Wednesday, 7 o'clock for the Wolverines and Warriors, 5:30 for the Lancers and the Forest Hills Rangers. In 2A, the WPL champion Aliquippa will take on Eisenhower from District 10. That game is at Edinburgh University, Penn West Edinburgh, they call it, 7 o'clock. That game also on Wednesday. Jeanette and Greensburg Central Catholic, Westmoreland County rivals, collide at Norwin High School in a second-round matchup at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And two more WPL teams going head-to-head. Fort Cherry against Sarah Catholic, Rangers 21-6, Eagles 18-9. At Peters Township High School on Wednesday at 7:30. And in Class A, the matchups are on Tuesday in the PIAA. Let me get that up here. Imani Christian Saints, the WPL champs, will be taking on District 9 Clarion at Armstrong High School. That's a 6 o'clock start. Neighborhood Academy, the District 7 runner-up, they'll be taking on Bishop Carroll, also at Armstrong. That's the second game of a doubleheader at 7:30. And the only other WPL team still alive, the Union Scotties. They will be taking on Elk County Catholic Powerhouse from District 9. That's at Clarion University Tuesday at 7:30. So there you have it. Thanks to Derek Arrett of Fort Cherry, our boys basketball player of the week. Thanks to Chris Lackner, our producer. I'm Don Rebel. We thank you for joining us. Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.